Azure Private Link provides private access to services hosted on Azure. Traffic between your virtual network and those services travels over the Microsoft Backbone network, which eliminates exposure from the public internet. Narayan is here to show us how to connect and deliver services privately on Azure today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Narayan and he's going to teach us about Azure Private Link. So we kind of talked off air. I think I'm really excited about this one. Tell us exactly what Azure Private Link is.
Yeah, Azure Private Link is a way to connect to Azure services without opening up to internet or public IP addresses.
Yeah, but we've been able to do that, right? With things like ExpressRoute, and you could actually have your VMs joined to your private network and no one else could see them.
Yep.
But this isn't that.
This isn't just that. It's extending to that concept that you just mentioned. So with a virtual network, you can put your VMs in your own private network.
Sure.
And then you can just keep them completely private, not exposed to the public internet at all, no public IPs. And you can extend that with ExpressRoute. So from on-premises, you can get to those VMs privately using those private IP addresses.
Absolutely.
But if you had to talk to an Azure PaaS service, like Storage Account, SQL DB, Cosmos DB, which everyone uses.
Exactly. They're awesome services.
Yes. They will have to open up to the public IP address because those services are shared services in Azure and they're available over a shared public IP address.
So this private link is now allowing me to extend the security and the privacy to all services in Azure, including app service and functions and logic apps, storage accounts, not just VMs.
Yeah, that is the what is where the goal is. That's where we're going to go.
Perfect.
For now, we have it enabled for a few of the data services.
Gotcha.
Which is the storage account, SQL DB, and Cosmos DB.
Gotcha.
However, like you just said, we are going to be extending this ability to all services as well. So you could just use private connectivity to either talk to the VMs in your network or to this PaaS service accounts that you have in your
But today we're focusing on data, which is really going to be a good stepping stone for people who are trying to migrate from their on-prem data centers into Azure, because moving the data, which is sometimes the scary part, we can now do securely and privately and still access that from on-prem.
That's correct. That's correct.
Awesome. So can you show me how that architecture looks though?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So let's take a look over here, right? So on the right side, I'm just showing a bunch of PaaS services that customers typically use, right? I'll get to the marketplace in a minute, but just look at the storage SQL, SQL Data Warehouse right now.
Sure.
Those are in your subscription. You go to Azure, you create one of them in your subscription. On the left-hand side, now customers do create a virtual network. They deploy the VMs, VM scale sets, and all that kind of stuff. They have an ExpressRoute gateway, and they connect that to their on-premises, right? And that part is working, like we said, you know, from on-prem, they come and access the VMs privately. Now look at that new element called private endpoint in there. That private endpoint is now a mapping to one of the accounts on the right side.
I see.
So I could pick up a storage account that I had in my subscription, right? And I do, I create a new private endpoint and map that account into my VNet. So pretty much you're bringing that storage into your virtual network.
That's awesome.
And then we take care of automatic DNS registration. So when you look up that storage account now from your VNet, you will get the private IP address back. So now, all the VMs in your virtual network can just connect as usual, like before, no changes to the client application.
Perfect.
They look up storage account as they used to do, but now they get back a private IP address. So through that private endpoint, they access the storage.
Perfect.
So this works now on the left hand, on-premises too, because on-prem as well, they look up the storage account, they can create a DNS entry to point to the private IP, and then use the private connection, secure private connection through ER, come to your VNet, and then go to storage.
This is awesome. Yeah, this has been exciting, because we've had it for VMs for a while.
Yes.
But there's so many other amazing services in Azure, right?
Right.
And when you were trying to modernize your application, you're actually trying to reduce your dependency on VMs and start using the PaaS services. So having the ability to now keep that private as well, this is going to open up so many opportunities for our customers who are hesitating.
Another element that's exciting here is that the firewalls that customers typically have on their on-premises network is going to get much cleaner. Because before this, what they had to do was punch in these holes in their firewall to allow access to Azure public IPs.
Gotcha.
Because only then they will be able to, from their corporate network, get into Azure, like a storage or a SQL. So they had to open up these firewall rules, and they were always asking us, tell us all the IP address blocks so we can open it. And then we were like, oh, we can't give you just one or two. So here, a big block of everything that's Azure public IP. Ouch. So they opened that up. Now they don't have to do that. Their firewalls don't have to open up to any public IP because they're going to get access to these services privately.
That's going to be fantastic. Yeah, so all my IT pro teams are going to be happy now because they hate when we have to do stuff like that. So this is all fantastic.
That is right.
Cool. Yeah.
Another element which I want to highlight, which is kind of unique and unique with the Azure offering, is inbuilt data exfiltration protection.
Okay.
So what that is, so you may have many storage accounts in your subscription, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them could be corporate accounts. Some of them could be a personal account, I mean, if you're an employee. So from the VNet, though, you don't want access to all of the accounts. You want to restrict what this network, corporate network, can access.
Okay.
So when we do the private endpoint mapping, I'm only mapping a particular account into the private IP address. So I can't use this private IP to go to my personal account.
I see. Very good.
So use cases, let's say there's an employee, who turned rogue. It doesn't happen, but let's say it happens, right? And then he can't exfiltrate the data to his or her personal account.
Gotcha.
Because the VNet is going to say, only allow access to this private endpoint, and the private endpoint is only mapped to the specific accounts that has been mapped.
Oh, perfect. So we don't have to worry about leaking data from a disgruntled employee who's trying to scrape data before they leave. Perfect.
So this also secures the network.
Sure.
And this is something that our customers have been asking for. And for storage, we have done that through something called service endpoint policies, which is in preview right now. But this private endpoint feature right now, which is going to work for all PaaS services, kind of provides that inbuilt data exfiltration protection.
Awesome. And the last thing that we're going to show me was, I think, some of the other PaaS services that are planned for the future.
Yes. So we have other PaaS services for the future. And I wanted to kind of also clarify another element over here with respect to what we have and what private endpoint actually gives them. So like we discussed, we call this private PaaS.
Sure.
Because all PaaS services are going to be coming under this kind of a architecture. So on the left-hand side, I'm showing service endpoints because our customers, viewers, are very familiar with this concept,
sure,
which is already in GA. And so the people may think, hey, what's the difference between service endpoint and now we have private link and private endpoint? How do I make the difference out? Very simply, service endpoint is network security for storage. However, the endpoint was still public IP address. Uh-huh. We didn't make that private.
I see.
Which meant that it was more like an ACLing mechanism. So from the VNet, I can talk to storage still over public.
Mm.
So from on-prem, I had to still use the internet to come to storage.
Okay.
But once you landed on storage can then say, I'm going to allow you based on which network you're coming from.
Okay.
That was service endpoints.
I see.
But here, the endpoint is private. So you don't have to go through the internet from on-premises to get to storage. You're going to take the private path.
Gotcha.
That's the big difference. So this is why this is more secure,
sure,
more private. And that's why we are rolling this out for all.
And I still keep hearing you talk about being able to clean up your firewall, and that's just going to be a really great thing for people
for both on-premises as well as Azure. But even in Azure, your VMs now can be completely back-end VMs. They don't have to open up to any public IP on the outbound side. They can only open up to VNet, and I'm going to show that.
Perfect.
And still access the PaaS service.
Awesome. Love to see it.
Yeah. So let's dive in over here. So. I have, in my subscription, I've created a resource group and I've created a virtual network.
Okay.
And what I'm going to show right now is I'm going to show creation of a storage account and how, just at the creation time itself, you can make the account secure.
Okay.
That's kind of new. So let's go to storage and I'll create a new storage account. Let me do that. So let me do a resource group, the usuals. I'm just going to use the resource group I already have.
Okay.
Call it storage, secure storage account 2. How about that? Secure storage account 2. Okay, let's do it in East US.
Okay.
And all the standards. Now here, this is a networking site. Now look at that. It asks you for a connectivity method. You can either choose it's public, which is what we've been doing storage for years now.
It's the default.
Default, yeah. Right? Or you can make it specific to only some networks, right? Which is more of the network isolation which is like service endpoint, or you can make it a private endpoint. I can say, you know what, no. Just make the storage account private. Mm. Once you select that, it's asking you for, okay, create a private endpoint then, right? Then I create an add a private endpoint, then I can select the VNet now.
Okay.
On which VNet the storage account is actually going to show up in.
Gotcha.
Right? So let me say this is private endpoint 2. Private endpoint 2. The blob, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm mapping each account. There's a resource. Under storage, you have blob, queues, tables.
Yeah.
So I pick up the blob resource, and then I say, okay, let me just make it go into this VNet.
Okay.
And then it's asking me a subnet. So let's say I put that in the endpoint subnet.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's a key. Now we're doing integrating with the private DNS zone. Now I'm saying, when you create the storage account, also create a private IP address mapping
okay.
on the DNS side.
Okay.
So, and then it's going to do that. And then when I say okay, the storage account is going to get created with, now next let's do the advanced, do the other elements of storage, review and create, and do a create.
Right. Because the only part that was specific for the private network was that option we just went through when it
exactly.
came to networking. Okay. Everything else is the same.
Same.
Got it.
But now this storage account will come up, and by default, it's secure.
Right. There's right. no way to access it from the internet.
Exactly.
Only the people that are on the subnet, on the network that I actually said they are going to even be able to see this.
Exactly.
Okay.
Others can't even access this. And to show that, I've already created another storage account ahead of time just to show that to you. So
perfect.
Let's call this Ignite in a storage account 1. And now in this storage account, if you see, there is a tab called Private Endpoint Connections. And firewalls and VNets. So these two are the security controls for the storage account from a network standpoint. If you look at firewalls and VNets, it'll automatically come and say, not all networks, some only specific networks, but I didn't set any network either. So which means this is inaccessible at this point in time, except for the private endpoints. I do have one private endpoint.
Okay.
That's this, which I created from my VNet. So that's the only private endpoint that can access the storage account.
Okay.
Yeah, and just to prove the point further, I have a blob over here. So if we go into the blob, and if I try to access the blob, I can access, the reason is, this is just from my laptop right now. So this is public internet. So I'm trying to go to the blob from my internet. And it says, no, you can't access this blob. It can only be accessed from a VM in the virtual network.
Gotcha.
So let's see how that's going to work. So when you go back to this VM, this is the VM I have in my VNet, so I'll show you the properties. So this VM is actually in the same VNet, Ignite 2019 VNet, in a compute subnet. So we had the private endpoint, the private endpoint subnet. Mm-hmm. This is the compute subnet.
Okay.
And then now here, this VM, I also want to show you that this VM is a backend VM, a secure VM. So if you look at the outbound rules over here, it says deny internet. So this VM can't talk to the internet at all, period. Right. But I'm going to show you that it can talk to the storage account. So if you go inside here, the VM.
So this VM here that we're in doesn't have access to the internet, which proves that the only way that I'm going to get access to that particular share is from
exactly.
private IP.
So let's say I do a ping on bing.com, right? And it can't even reach ping.com. There's no timeout. It can't even reach ping.com, right? However, if I do an NS lookup on the storage account that I created, that's the Ignite 2019 Storage 1 blob, kubernetes.net, if I hit that, what do we get back? It's a private IP address.
Correct.
And that's the reason why this VM is going to be able to talk to the storage account.
Gotcha.
Right? If I look that up, if I look up that blob account from, let's say, from my laptop, which is connected to the private internet, I get back 52.239. So it's the same. It's the same DNS name.
Right.
When you look it up from a public internet, you get back public IP. But if you look it up from a VM in the VNet, you get back a private IP.
Right. And if I were to try to access using that public IP, I'm going to get the same error message I got before.
Exactly. From portal, if you try to go through the public IP, access denied.
However,
the same storage explorer from here, if I already got this storage account mapped over here, and if you go to the blob, I can see the blob. This is the blob.
Absolutely.
The contents of the blob. So this works here just because it's private. and no one else can access this account. Perfect. No one else. Only that VNet can access that account via the private IP address.
Awesome. Yeah, like I said, this is a really exciting to be able to help a lot of our customers who've been hesitating because they want the power and flexibility of PaaS, but they need it to be private because these are back office systems that they're creating.
Exactly.
These are things that they don't want exposed to right. the internet, and they don't want to have to continue to host right. it on-prem, and they didn't want to have to rely on VMs, right?
Yes.
So yeah, when we were talking off air, I was like, this is going to be awesome yes. because this is a service right. that a lot of our customers have
yes.
been asking for.
Yeah, all the customers that we've been working with, they say is we love your PaaS services,
right.
right? We just can't open up a public internet access to get to them
exactly.
from on-prem. Can you just make your PaaS service available to us privately?
Perfect.
And this is exactly, that's the answer. Private Link is the answer to that.
Perfect. So we're learning all about Azure Private Link here on Azure Friday.